is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Present the main news on One Love Radio. My name is Momba Tailash. The headlines. ICOS calls on political leaders to embrace all. AAAZ calls for prioritization of nationwide audit of CDF utilization. In international news, four toddlers stabbed to death at Uganda nursery school. And in sports, Sisco United suspended from Zambia Premier League. And all the news in detail. The Wulimi Bukali traditional ceremony of the Luana people under Chief Mbosha in Luano district of Central Province has been scheduled to take place on the 8th of August 2026. This year's event will be held at Mbosha Palace, where preparations for the annual cultural gathering have already commenced. Chairperson of the ceremony, Dominique Mutolwa, has appealed to the corporate sector and well wishes to support the successful hosting of the event. He emphasizes the importance of collective effort in ensuring the ceremony is well organized and impactful. Shubuyunji aspiring council chairperson Dennis Mutumba says looking at the vast land that is in the area, if he wins the election, he will ensure to turn the area into an agriculture hub. He says he intends to utilize the security wings who are already coming up with initiatives of growing maize and producing millimill, which they are supplying across the country and outside. He says working with the team, he will identify spaces where they can plant maize within the area and in turn create job opportunities for young people because they are potential projects and programs that can build the economy in the area. Mr. Mutumba has pledged to sensitize the young people to allow them to continue applying for CDF skills empowerment loans to become engineers, fabricators, aqua farmers, among other skills.
But the first thing we need to do is to create, an environment that will attract investors to come and invest in our district, because where there is no electricity, electricity will be one of our priority by engaging Lolo Electrification Authority to come and also survey and connect our people to the national grid. It's very important that we engage RIA to come and connect all community houses and also spaces, so that when investors can see that we are connected to the national grid anywhere, they'll be able to set up their industries because we have the capacity to accommodate them.
The Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, MMD, has expressed concern over what it describes as a deteriorating democratic environment, alleging that the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, is increasingly engaging in actions aimed at weakening opposition participation. The party points to alleged interference involving public institutions such as the Office of the Registrar of Societies, arguing that delays and administrative obstacles are being used to frustrate opposition parties. The MMD further contends that patterns of intimidation and selective pressure raise questions about fairness, suggesting that those not targeted may either be perceived as politically insignificant or tactically aligned with the ruling establishment. Speaking on the matter, Lumba Kalumba, party interim national secretary, says the current situation reflects a troubling shift away from democratic norms.
MMD reiterates its deep concern over these developments. We have long warned against the creeping erosion of democratic freedoms and the misuse of public institutions including especially the Office of the Registrar of Societies, to frustrate opposition parties and delay administrative processes. Such practices undermine the constitutional rights of citizens and violate the principles of free association and expression. This degree of interference is not only unfair, but it represents a disgraceful departure from democratic norms.
The Alliance for Accountability Advocates Zambia has called on the government through the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development to prioritize a nationwide audit of constituency development fund CDF utilization across all constituencies and local authorities. The appeal comes amidst the ongoing implementation of the 8th National Development Plan 2022-2026, with organizations stressing that efficient, transparent and accountable use of public resource is key to achieving national development goals. Organization Communications Officer Melbourne Mishitu noted that while the CDF has been significantly expanded in recent years to support decentralization and community-driven development, concerns have emerged over underutilization of funds in several parts of the country. He observes that despite increased allocations between 2020 and 2025, a notable portion of CDF resources from the 2023, 2024 and 2025 funding cycles remain unutilized in some constituencies and councils.
The audit will also play a critical role in informing planning and resource allocation under the 9th National Development Plan 2027-2031, ensuring that that lessons from current implementation gaps are addressed. AAAZ also emphasizes the importance of strengthening citizen participation in CDF processes. Communities must be actively involved in project identification, monitoring and evaluation to ensure that development interventions reflect local priorities and deliver real impact.
The government and the Republic of Botswana on 1st April 2026 convened a joint steering committee meeting on the Motsetse-Kazungula-Livingstone Rail Project in Kasane, Botswana, to assess progress and provide strategic direction on the implementation of the cross-border infrastructure project. Ministry of Transport and Logistics Permanent Secretary Frederick Malusaka described the MKL Rail Project as a key bilateral initiative aimed at enhancing regional connectivity, facilitating trade and unlocking economic opportunities within the Southern African Development Community, SADC. Meanwhile, his Botswana counterpart, Acting Permanent Secretary Mr. Pias Sion, reaffirmed his government's commitment to fulfilling its obligations to ensure successful delivery of the project. Both governments emphasized the importance of sustained collaboration at technical and policy levels. The Joint Steering Committee noted progress made so far and called for the expedited resolution of outstanding consultant deliverables, approval of key project milestones, and strengthened coordination among stakeholders to maintain momentum.
Church News.
The Independent Churches of Zambia, ICOS,